Would you still love me if I was a worm?
I would.
You would? You
I always love you.
If I was a wriggly little worm?
I love worms.
Slipping around?
Use them as bait to get fish. I love worms.
You're saying you would use them as bait to get fish?
Yeah. I've got loads of
That's
uses.
So rude.
If I was a dirty little worm slithering around the yard, you'd still love me?
Always.
If I was eating your apples?
I mean, the apple deserved it.
Wow. That's a perspective I never thought about, actually. The apple deserved it.
Oh, I love you, Pyro.
Your argument about sentience with an apple.
That's so sweet, though, that you would love me if I was a worm. I don't think I'd love you if you were a worm.
I'm going back to bed, boys. No, go back to bed.
Let's talk about it. Like, I'm not even tired. I want to have a conversation.
Come on.
What are you going to talk about?
I don't know, man. Life? How's things?
It's been good, man.
Yeah?
I'm a YouTuber for a living, so undeserved millionaire.
It's pretty lit.
Yeah, we're all very rich in this bed, I think. You want to talk about your net worth?
I don't want to talk about my net worth at all. I haven't uploaded in 2 years.
What about your net worth?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that either. What's with all these personal questions? Well,
you're the guest. Why don't we talk about your net worth?
Yeah, what's your net worth?
Yeah, you're coming into our bed.
It's more than like 7. I'm not going to specify what unit. I'm just going to say 7.
Just the number 7?
Yeah.
It's a lucky number. I guess you got that going for you. Do you feel intimidated being sandwiched between two fellas?
No, it's kind of opened my eyes to new experiences, if anything.
I think it's important to do that in life.
Yeah,
absolutely. Definitely.
You know, you want to be having new experiences as much as possible. I feel like otherwise you get stagnant. You know?
I fell off.
Sometimes I worry about you, man. Sometimes I really worry about you, Pyro.
Why?
Are you cooped up in your room all day making videos?
Yeah.
Live streaming all the time.
I mean, there's so many YouTubers that do that, though. You've got, like, Critical. I mean, he never travels. He never gets out anywhere.
Yeah, but at least he's, like, healthy.
Yeah, and he's doing stuff.
I'm kidding. You look great.
That's Patreon exclusive. Not having that in.
I'm just kidding around. When I saw you
downstairs. No. Physically healthy or mentally healthy?
Like, I don't know. That's too different. I honestly don't know Charlie very well.
No.
I know he works out, though. He's jacked.
Yeah. I feel like as long as you've got, like, a good physical appearance on camera, you could be as mentally ill as you want.
I think you're looking pretty cute on camera.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You posted those Five Nights at Freddy's cosplay pics earlier in the year. I almost...
Vanessa. That was an experience.
What was the story there?
My Instagram was dying, so I was like, oh, I need to post something. So I got my girlfriend, Ida, to put me in makeup.
She did the makeup?
She did the makeup. She did the costume and stuff. Yeah.
You looked really good.
And the best thing is, as well, is like, I've never even played the FNAF game, so literally just empty shill.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, just slurp up the likes.
But the fans would love that shit.
They did. And then
I thought the Samus cosplay was cuter.
I didn't see that.
Oh, you should have.
Oh, my God.
It was the first one you did.
The one with the ponytail? Mm. Yeah.
Show me while I'm in bed with him. Don't show me.
Just pull up like an image or reference on screen. Yeah, that was the good. I did it, so I think I was with my girlfriend and she said, like, should we do makeup on you? Because I feel like, okay, it's normal that you do that with, like, your girlfriend, right?
Yeah. Wait, what?
No. It's normal. Guys. But no,
you've done it, right?
Yeah.
You've done what? Like makeup.
Makeup.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. I can't say I've done it, but I would do it.
But like I had, she did it for me one night and then I was like, should we post it on Instagram? Yeah, maybe I will. And then we posted it, it juiced likes. I was like, holy shit. Yeah.
How many likes?
It was like 200K or something,
Whoa.
I think. Yeah. And considering my Insta just kept losing like 1,000 followers every couple of days, I was like, yeah, okay. It was worth it. It's great because I had the approval of complete strangers. But then I had my actual parents be like, "Son, are you gay?"
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. I had my mom like text me saying like, "That's not. I don't approve of that at all."
Really?
Like,
right. Were you honest with her?
Oh no, I just no. She found it because she like lurks my socials and that. And then like you know, she said, "I don't really approve of this." And I just went, "Unlucky. They got likes. Unlucky."
I see.
I'll keep
Damn,
doing it.
Dude.
Interesting. I think that's the thing that
who
keeps
knows?
Me from
cloud chasing on the internet is the gateway to homosexuality. Holy shit.
I think the internet is the gateway to homosexuality.
I got a comment once, you know, when I went on someone else's I went on Cole One's podcast and
Max Mofo's podcast?
Yeah. I was in makeup on that one and then I think there's like a top comment and their profile picture's like Omni-Man from Invincible.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they said something like, you know, Poirot looks kind of good in makeup. And then they came back to their comment a year later saying, edit, I've just found out I'm bisexual thanks to Poirot and I'm living happily with my boyfriend. I was like,
oh.
Well, you're out here changing lives, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saving lives.
You're out here making people gay.
Infecting the populace.
Damn. Yeah,
genius.
Maybe your mom was right.
Yeah.
Maybe you are the problem. What do you think of your fans in general?
I fucking love them, bro. Like unironically, I think they're so goated. It's like I've never known a community of people that are so like, what was that? I thought you wanted me to lie. I mean, I wasn't signaling for you to do that.
I
thought you were literally lying.
I mean, that's fine.
You're invited. It's a timeshare. It's like a divorced child.
Look, if you really like the way I'm around you, too.
Thank you. Yeah, please do. Thank you. What's the question again?
Yeah, what's going on?
What do you think about your fans?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, like I said, I think they're so good because they're just so like loyal and shit. It's insane because I think I've gone through like so many transitions with like topics and shit, and the fact that like they've still been able to be, you know, like consistent and like still watch the shit, because it started off with like, you know, Leafy commentary shit in the beginning, which is basically just like copying Leafy one-to-one. I think I did like gameplay, even like surf gameplay and shit.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's not nice, it's terrible.
And then it was the MLG parodies, right?
No. Oh shit, my bad, yeah. So it was MLG first, and then it was Leafy commentary,
right.
and then it was like this brief stint of like doing like, I think I was like stealing from you fucking guys, like the funny moments. It's like, I do funny moments.
That's right.
I do funny moment, I add subtitles. We done. And then, yeah.
It's a good format.
Yeah, really good format. And then I moved over to like doing the long form like game reviews and shit as well. So yeah, that was.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
I love the new long format videos you're doing, dude. Yeah, the one that was 7 hours on the TV show, Utopia. Really good video.
You know, the best thing is I fucking love this man, like to this day. So I saw Ludwig, right, react to that. And he reacted, he saw the Utopia video on stream. He didn't watch all of it, but he just saw it. And he's like, I bet he made $1 million from that. And I was like, my God, you've got no understanding of YouTube CPM at all. Like, please, it was nowhere near. I mean, we after that, we were eating good, believe me. Like, a couple nights at Nobu, but like, it was not like a million. But yeah, no, I appreciate it. Yeah, the long form shit's great because I feel like a lot of YouTubers go through this period where it's like you almost like you do it initially, like once you cover bills and stuff and you've got like a bit of like spending money, you kind of think like, what's next? What can I do? Because, you know, because I know it's like a running joke with YouTubers, but we're all financially well off, you know, like we do.
Yeah. It's going all right.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you're not like putting your money down on tennis and horse racing, you're good.
Oh, you know how much YouTubers love that tennis.
Oh, dude, I love it.
Oh, God, I've lost so much money to the horses.
There's a jab at someone in particular.
My mom needs a flight to Iraq tomorrow. Do you have like a grand or two you can give me?
Nah.
You were just talking about how much money you were making.
It's locked. It's in crypto. It's locked away.
Oh, so it's all liquid, huh?
Unless I can pay for it in Ethereum. No, I pulled all my money out of crypto. That's crashing.
Yeah, I was about to say.
It's actually dying. Like, I was looking at it every day and I was like, it's going to go up. It's going to go up. I was like, no, it fell off. So I yonked it all out.
Yeah, crypto did kind of fall off. Why the hell is your mom going to Iraq? I mean, I'm sure that's a good
question.
There,
that is a good question.
Like, is something you want to tell us?
No.
Okay. Yeah, your fans do seem pretty good, man. I mean, they've seen
I mean, you must notice it as well with like your community. And
our community's sick.
Yeah.
Dope as fuck.
I remember going to your what was it, like the Misfits party or something a couple years ago.
Yeah,
like I just went in like entry level, like not even VIP, and that, and like seeing all of your people and like how you guys were on stage and how like how much hype they gave you guys was like, that was fucking great.
Yeah, it was the first time I crowd surfed.
That's right, yeah.
You jumped, the helmet
you
off on.
Yeah, that was genius, yeah.
I had a lot of trust in those people and they didn't let me down.
Yeah.
I would be, I'd never do that, man. Oh, maybe, I don't know.
Didn't I get pushed into you?
I think so,
It's in the video, I think I like kept being pushed onto you and then you pushed me back on the stage.
You look
so pissed.
Yeah, no, because literally like with your helmet on as well, if you hit me, that was like, you'd actually give me a concussion.
I think I conked you on the head too.
Yeah,
Well, you're
one of the Looney Tunes like comedic fucking lumps just appears in my head afterwards.
You're back in town, back in Australia this year for the same event, PAX.
Well, I mean,
we didn't have a party this year, though.
Yeah, I went for like the last day. I lurked a little bit on Sunday. I think I went with like only 2 hours of the event left because I kept thinking like, we're gonna do it.
When were you in?
Hmm?
When were you at PAX?
Oh, Sunday, like the last day.
But
like
what time?
Because we were there on Sunday as well. Doing a
I don't know, like 2 hours. It shuts at 5, right? So probably like 3 or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It was decent though.
Were you getting noticed a bunch by Aussie
fans? No. So I was so deadly hungover after the event. Yeah. And I kind of thought like, okay, I want to go, but I kind of like, I can't actually, if I get like, because Dolan told me, he's like, you know, you're a lot more, you've got a lot more of a following now than when you went last time, so you probably get swore more. So what I did is, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. I went to like a Louis store and I bought these like huge, comedically oversized shades. I don't know if I have them on me, but yeah, like they're so, do we have them? Okay, so. They look like ski goggles. They're so huge and they're blackout, so you can't even see my eyes. They look terrible on me. I literally look like a child that's waiting in his dad's car and he's pulled out like his fucking glasses out the glove compartment. He's like wearing them. It's just so bad. But it just stopped me from like, you know, being recognized. And it actually was the equivalent of like a hitman disguise, bro. It was so good. Like I think as soon as I took them off to like scratch under my eyes, I got recognized by someone. Mm. And then it was like almost like there was like 5 or 6 people. Because the thing is I've noticed is like, you guys probably noticed this a lot as well. Like you'll get clocked in public and you can kind of see in your peripherals that people notice you, but they kind of don't have the confidence. But I've noticed that when one person eventually builds up the courage to like speak to you, everyone else kind of sees that as a free invitation. Nothing wrong with that, obviously, but yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like you have to keep moving. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, you almost have to like...
It happens to me all the time.
You just walk
around. We have literally the opposite problem. Like, I can go to PAX without a mask on and be left alone, but as soon as I wear a mask, I get swarmed.
Yeah, I imagine. Because it's so... Because obviously, when you see like me or Fitz, it's almost like... You could kind of confuse it for someone else, but with you, it's like literally helmet character. Who the fuck else is gonna wear that?
Yeah, exactly.
So like, it's done. Like, finito. Like, they'll come over to you straight away.
Yeah.
I'll get a picture, bro. I love your content, man.
And what about like just walking around Melbourne and shit? Like.
It's happened a couple of times. I mean, just downstairs before this, I had like a guy like recognize me and come up to me. And that it's one thing I love, and it's like so humbling. Is like, I've noticed that like when I meet YouTubers that I've watched for a while, like I went to this party the other day and like Cinnamon Toast Ken was there, right? You guys know
him? Oh, I didn't know that.
So, like I almost got nervous seeing him because it's almost like, you know, someone that I've, like I'm not going to lie and say like I'm a fan because I'm not, but it's almost like someone that you know is like OG and been around for so long.
Yeah.
It's almost like they have like an aura. But one thing I've noticed is like when fans come up to you, and you know that they do the whole like, can I have a picture and stuff, which is like really cute. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, bless them, man. It's like when they hold their phone, you can see their hand
is
like shaking.
It's the adrenaline.
Because what I usually do is just say like, do you want to get a picture? And then the thing is like, my fucking hand starts shaking as well, like trying to lean over and press the volume button. Yeah.
My head shakes every time.
Yeah.
I think it's just because I have fucking arthritis though. I'm like an old man.
It's a joint thing.
But like, I know how it feels to take a photo. Like, as a teenager, I met someone famous and I was so like shaky.
Yeah.
It's a crazy feeling. It's weird. Yeah. You're like, you don't expect you to, you're
it nervous. It is. Well, what do you guys think about it? Because I think it's like, it's very humbling, I think. It's kind of, because I think as YouTubers, we have this problem where it's like, you'll get so many views on a video, you'll see YouTube Studio, you know, all the analytics, all that kind of shit, but it almost turns into like a binary thing. Mm. But then it's like, when you see someone, it's almost kind of, the reptilian part of your brain goes like, oh shit, like I actually have people that watch me.
You're so used to looking at numbers and being this is number, but now there's like a face behind the number.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. You know, you do a meet and greet and you're there for 2 hours going through, you know, 400, 500 people, and then you're like, holy shit, you know, I have like 1 million followers. You know, you realize like the impact that you have, and you get to like meet everyone too. I love doing the meet and greets. The meet and greets are really fun.
There's a YouTuber called, you know, Vati Video. He does like Dark Souls lore and stuff.
Vati Video.
Yeah. So what he did was, which is genius, he got a, because he couldn't process when he hit like 1 million subscribers. He just saw it as such a binary thing. So what he did is he opened a notepad on his PC and he put a single line for every single subscriber he had. And obviously it's like 1 million. I think he's like a program or some shit. Mm. But then he scrolled down and you could just see, visualize how many fucking people are subscribing. And it's just like, then it hits you. It's like, holy shit. It's like more than 5. It's madness.
Yeah. Statistically, you wonder, like, with all those people, how many people subscribed to you and then died? How many people who subscribed to you that are dead?
You don't even mean like don't watch you. They actually died.
Like actually dead.
It's kind of morbid, man. I don't really think about it that much.
Really? I think about that every day.
How many of you just upload a video? How many of you died, man? I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
Just statistically speaking, it's like how many car accidents, maybe like how many, you know, like
why have you put that fucking thought? Oh, well, that's
just like
so
how many
grim.
Of them are like bad people, just like terrible people that like kill people.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. It's like how many like, you know, like wanted criminals as well, like murderers and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, how many people are on parole evading the cops?
Oh my god. No, not even that. We would statistically, we would all have someone that has watched us that has committed a first degree murder.
Yeah, I think a lot of people like my funny
moments
murderers videos.
Represent.
I think a lot of people find my funny moments videos in prison, and that's what gets them through. Yeah, they're like, oh,
it's how the gang members make friends.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are you in for, smoking weed? They're like, smoking weed? Do you watch The Misfits?
Yeah, and then there's like a C. Nanners gang. And there's
gang. Misfits, C. Nanners.
Yeah. God bless
the dream team in jail.
God bless. Shout out
to
my
boys. Everyone
in prison
is a bad person, you know? They're doing their best, having to crack. How do you think you would do in prison?
How would I do in prison?
I reckon you'd be fucked first day.
Oh, yeah, no. Literally. No, not literally fucked in the ass. No, literally. I would intentionally drop the soap and then bend over.
Just to display your dominance, your lack of fear?
Just submit. Just immediately.
Yeah, so while being fucked in the ass, I'd like bend over, so making eye contact with the guy.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, you bend down and you put your, like, your head in between your knees?
I just kind of realized I wouldn't be able to make eye contact by doing that. I'd just be looking at his balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
I would just be in the shower, just spinning on his ass, auto-fellatio. Just fucking, just making a fucking statement. This guy's crazy. We're not going to fuck with
him. Instead of spin the bottle, it's just spin the soap. It just always lands on me every time.
I mean, the soap doesn't really have a point, you know? So it's like, it's going to land on... Anyway,
it wouldn't be that enjoyable, but it wouldn't be like that enjoyable, the sex in jail, like for you, right?
Oh, I mean, being fucked in the ass in general probably wouldn't be that that good for me. No,
you I heard it feels amazing.
Hmm?
I think it feels great.
Hmm?
I think it would feel amazing.
What, like pegging?
Yeah, you know, like a lot of.
Sorry, I signal my girlfriend.
That's why they do it. It's because they get so bored and there's no women in there. And true. It's like one of the only things that makes them feel good.
What would you use though as like a dildo?
Another man's cock.
I know what you would use. And I know what Pyro would use a fucking bike pump.
okay, we need to, okay. I know what territory we're going into now. I want to say, a fat fetish and an inflation fetish are two different things.
So I want you to explain the difference. So obviously with inflation,
it's like really fucked sex ed, man, for like degenerates. Every time I got to talk about this, like an infomercial.
Okay, well,
all right.
We have to lay groundwork because
break it down, Billy Mays. How do we start?
No, don't just throw him into the, to the fucking wolves. Like
didn't
this
he,
is
didn't
really
he
implied.
Die?
Billy Mays?
Didn't he die?
He did die.
He fell off.
He died from Mays.
So where do I start? Where do I start with this?
Well, like, I think that this is like, this people is need like, to know why we're even discussing this in the first place, because it's maybe some people out there.
Some people are like, bike pump? What? I don't get it. So you have to like explain
there,
it
there
to
is them. A common misconception that I have an inflation fetish.
Oh!
When it is in fact just a regular fat fetish. Mm. I like how I say regular is the cope there, right? Like,
well,
yeah.
The reason, like, you know, unfortunately, like, you know, your fetish has got exposed a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, uncomfortable.
I mean, I think, I honestly, like memes aside, I genuinely think it was like one of the best things that happened to me because like one of my biggest worries is like no meme. I did YouTube for a while, but like I never even streamed because I was so worried about like getting people in chat, like, you know, trying to kink shame me and stuff. Like it was so rent free. Yeah, it was so rent free in my head about it. But then like when all of that happened and like everyone knows, I think everyone was kind of like, okay, it's fucked up what he's into, but also like, if people found out what I was, like, I actually had so many people that said, you know what you're into is completely fucked up, but if people found out what I was into, I'd just kill myself.
Well, that's okay. I think in this internet age, like...
As genius how it would be like 10% as bad as what I'm into.
A lot of people like to throw stones.
But
that's only because their houses aren't made of glass. You know, if you knew, imagine if there was like a device that you can just like point at someone like a gun and shoot, and it'll just show like the most, like the five most recent pornographic material.
Oh, like
that
the
watch.
Search history?
Like the five most recent. GIF, WebM, video, pictures, anything. myself. That media.
Yeah, it's genius how like you get so much in your own head about it. It's like the people that would say that they kill themselves would be into stuff that is like not even considered bad. Like I don't know, like the most common kink is probably like feet. Like someone here someone here in this room is into feet. Like no meme.
Isn't this 1 in 13?
Is it 1 in 13?
It's 1 in 13.
I was gonna guess
if I remember.
Yeah, I was gonna guess.
Don't quote me on that. I'm not a foot fetish expert. Although
1 in 13.
Although
why do you have that in your head?
Although
you literally pulled it up the statistic like straight away, man.
So the fun factoid about foot fetishes is that it's literally something that's physically wrong with the brain. Now whereas where a lot of fetishes come to fruition through like trauma where you get scared and then like your kid and your brain internalizes it as like a cope to become
that's
like
right.
with a sexual
foot,
fetish.
Yeah, with foot kings, right? Isn't it like it's like two, it's with, so, something with feet and with something
the,
with arousal.
With the feet, with the foot fetish, in your brain, like physically in your brain, the structure, there's like a part of it where like you identify certain body parts.
That's right.
And there's one that's like head is next to eyes, is next to ears, and then ears is next to arm, which is next to leg.
And then, guys,
then there's feet, and feet is right next to genitals. So people think that the wires cross in the heads of these people.
But it doesn't mean there's something wrong with these people, you know? It just means that the wires are a little crossed.
Yeah, it's...
I don't think there's anything...
You said there's something... It means there's literally something wrong with
this. It's not there's something
that's
wrong.
That's how you started this.
Is that there's something in their brain that there are wires that are crossed.
Yeah,
that
it is
a bad thing. It's not a bad thing.
Wait.
I definitely would have mocked...
You just need to be careful, because if this video gets... You know, 1.3 million views. You've just offended 100,000 people.
Yeah, true.
I'm happy to do that. Look, feet fetishes, I stand with you with my toes out.
I definitely would have mocked people with the foot fetish, but now it's like I kind of don't really have any ground to stand on anymore. So
yeah, you can't kink shame anymore.
No, I literally can't. I have to follow up with like, yeah, I can't kink shame. Like,
I don't know, but there could be someone with a kink to dance band. We're like, whoa, even like I'm into fucked up shit. But that is too far, and that would like hit even harder for them.
Anyway, so unfortunately, your fetish is going to explode. I have to say, like you've handled it remarkably well.
I
think most people admirable. In your position would be like.
Yeah, I appreciate
not,
it.
Not doing great.
Yeah, it's more just like. Yeah, like I said earlier, it's almost like it was definitely playing on my mind a lot. It's like, you know, if people found out, it's like, okay, it was living rent-free in my head for a little bit, where it would actually be like, you know, like a doomsday scenario of like, okay, if people found out what I jacked off to, it would actually be like over, not even career, but just like for me emotionally. But then when it happened and I literally had to like, you know, stand in front of a camera, like admit what I whacked off to and stuff.
It's
I was
a weird
kinda,
off,
kinda. Yeah, it's weird because it's like, again, people were accepting because it's like, you're fucked up 100%, but if people found out what I was into, I'd off myself. And also it was kind of like, it's almost like, because of that situation, it forced all my skeletons out of the closet. Mm. And because of that, I didn't really have anything to be... Like no meme, it must actually be like... It must be similar to like how gay people must feel when they come out or something. No. I know it sounds fucked. No, it sounds fucked. But, you know, it's generally pushing every single skeleton out simultaneously. Yeah. And then it's
all those big bone skeletons. Well,
I think you're right in like that it would have won a lot of your audience over because... There's no doubt, like, a large percentage of your fans probably watches, you know, the odd, or has a weird fetish.
Right? Oh, yeah. So, like, especially my fan base. Yeah, no, like, believe me, my fan base.
Yeah,
they'd be quirky.
Internet kids or people on the internet in general.
Yeah, yeah.
Every generation from now on out is fucked sexually.
What happens when you give kids an iPad and then they go on
They
YouTube.
Get bored of it on the 6 by 15. They're fucking onto.
Dude, like,
seriously.
Literal 8-year-olds, you go on the YouTube live streaming thing, you can see stuff that's meant for kids, and I swear to God, it's like... Minecraft zombies with big asses giving birth to creepers that are like smelling the ass of a little Minecraft girl.
Yeah. It's genius how it's just like as long as there's an ass or genitals, like you can just whack off to anything. But yeah, no, like it is so weird how like as kids get access to the internet younger and younger, they will like there will be so many more degenerates in like 50 years from now than what there are now. Mm. So
true.
It'll be so.
Shout out DJs.
So true. I mean, it's like half your fan base. Like all.
Yeah,
of my
hell
fan,
yeah.
It's like all of my fan base. So yeah.
It's like society. Everyone's out for that fetish.
There will be PhDs that you do research in on, like, you know, how fetishes are like developed and stuff, because we still don't even know like fuck all. I mean, you mentioned it like pretty well earlier, like not with the foot stuff, but the other stuff. It's almost
like how you could have a childhood trauma, something that would scare you.
Yeah, like
would become internalized as a fetish. Mm-hmm. The biggest example for that I've seen is like, you know, not say anything about you, but like actual legitimate like inflation fetish came from like the Willy Wonka movie where. The violet bitch blew up into a blueberry. She ate the blueberry, whatever. Blew up into a giant blueberry.
You know, that's like a whole subcategory as well. Like,
it is blueberry. But surely that traumatized a bunch of kids, and then they were like, "All right, well, the only way my brain can cope with this is if I turn this scary thing into something that gets me aroused."
I like the fact how our brains are so like underdeveloped compared to society. It's like, brain be like, do I remove this memory or do I make it into something sexual and it'll occupy a third of my brain for the rest of my life? It's just it's so fucking outdated, it's genius.
It's because there's this power in your fetish, you know, it's like taking control back. It's like, I'm gonna dominate this thing that feared, that made me afraid.
Yeah, I'm gonna
fucking come on it.
I'm gonna fuck Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Oh no, but I mean, like you say that as well, but no meme. Like imagine the amount of like girls and shit that have watched like horror films as a kid, like Scream and stuff, and they end up wanting to fuck Ghostface or like just anyone with a knife.
Yeah, they see Freddy Krueger and then they're all of a sudden they're dating burn victims.
They go to the burn victim board. Anyone want to date?
Yeah, burn victims do be getting laid.
They start taping fucking knives onto their hands and shit.
We're getting off topic.
Were we ever on topic?
I don't think so. I'm so sleepy, man.
Yeah, I'm tired. I might go back to bed. There's a lot of trauma to unpack.
Oh, no, we need to talk.
It's all right. I'm going to go ahead and drink some gamer subs.
Oh, yeah, use code Misfits for 10%.
That was the most, like...
What? You don't like it?
Yeah.
You love a bit of gamer subs. A bit of gamer grog.
Go on.
You just finished the whole thing. Oh, my God.
All right, now tell the camera how good it is.
It was so good. It was like...
See it with your eyes.
It was so good. It was like caffeine and flavor. What's your code again?
Code Misfits.
Code Misfits.
Misfits.
How much... 10%? 10%?
10 whole percent.
10% off. That's like a 10 and a... Wait, that's like a 10 and a... Wait, which way is it being filmed? 10 and a 0. Fucking flip it for that.
It's a 1 and a 0.
Oh, wait. A 1 and a 0. There you go.
It's a 0 and a 1.
Fuck off, man. I give up.
You jerk off to some weird shit, man. Look...
I like that. I don't do the show right, I get personally attacked. This whole point of like, I'm so proud of you, you did so well. It's like, wait, you didn't show the product? No. Fuck yourself, can't. Fuck off.
Listen, I'm not talking shit. I just said it's weird. Like, doesn't mean it's bad. I think there's a lot of things about me that's very weird.
I think he's just upset because the waifu cups don't have a fat one yet.
Oh, no. Unironically, if I got one designed, I would make it fat. But I don't even know, like, if it has the design.
It'll happen.
Yeah, dude, if you want to see a fat, pyrocynical waifu cup, leave a comment.
Please.
Well, we'll try to make it happen.
I beg. All right. What would the flavor be? Just pure lard.
Pure lard?
Pure lard.
Pure lard.
Is that what I'm feeling?
Cheesecake?
I was talking to like some of the people at GamerSups and I was talking about like getting like a, you know, like what flavor would go with the color purple, because that's like the brand of the character, right?
Eggplant.
I was thinking like lean flavor, but then
lean,
it's like...
drink the lean.
Wouldn't we be able to do that? It'd be genius if it was just actual lean. Lean and cough syrup. It'd be genius.
I don't know if you should have it flavored. Like, I don't think anyone drinks Robitussin for the flavor. I don't think anyone's drinking lean for the flavor. Is that why they put Skittles in it?
They put Skittles in it?
Yeah, they put Skittles in lean.
This guy's acting like he never drank lean before.
I've never had lean before. I'd actually like to try it.
I've never had lean before.
Yeah, neither.
So true.
We should do a lean podcast.
He's never drank. He's never done lean. He's a good boy. He's never done weed either.
I'm very innocent. You on the other hand.
Surprisingly, his entire personality is dude weed Lamau, and he's never done weed before.
When did the feelings towards the fat dragons begin?
When did it all start? What was the traumatizing experience?
I feel like I'm in a therapy session, man. It's so cool. It's like free. This is actually free therapy, and then they turn it into a YouTube video. It's great. I mean, it was, it definitely was like as a kid, because you know, what he was saying about like the trauma, because like no meme, imagine like when you watch cartoons and stuff as a kid, imagine the amount of episodes where like a fucking character would become like fat or inflated or something.
There's always one episode here.
Yeah, it's so weird how they always like would go back on that. But again, it's like what you said, it's like because it's trauma, your brain just turns into something sexual as a coat. But yeah, it was like, I reckon, honestly, I can't date back to it. I feel like one of those like fucking Buddhist monks, like traveling to all these temples, like trying to find my fucking,
meditating on where it all began.
Yeah, like trying to find my origin story. But
I reckon, the fat dragon.
What the fuck?
But I reckon it was is that Studio Ghibli movie, Spirited Away. Oh, have you seen that?
Oh, so
you know the fucking character in it, No Face, the black.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
He's gonna
watch
the gold.
Yeah. Watch it every time with a stiffy, and then I cry. I look down and weep.
You're like, what is wrong with me? I don't want.
I'm 25. I ask myself that every day, and then I ended up being a.
I don't think
YouTuber.
It's the fact that you like you're such a nice, normal person, and you have this one.
It's so weird, yeah. Just complete degenerate.
I'll tell you, dude. It's strange. There's a lot of children TV shows that are old, and even ones that are new. That have crazy subliminal messaging of like introducing to the youth like these fetishes. This might be a weird one. It popped in my head. I don't know if anyone else has seen this, but you know, do you remember the show Totally Spies?
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
Every single episode of Totally Spies was completely catered to like a different fetish.
Really?
And people like made a whole document about it. They were like, this episode here, like,
it's genius how they call latex.
Like public nudity. Yep. This one here is inflation. This one's here is asphyxiation.
Damn.
Like, and it's like a whole slew.
Animation's really boring, so they got to keep themselves entertained.
The new Teen Titans things, like all butts and
it's so weird. Like they were all wearing latex as well, right? And it was
Totally Spies. I was back home at 5 p.m. watching that shit every day.
They would get it. They would definitely get it. Yeah, it's. I thought you were gonna say this as well, but there's like a common meme where it's like. People that work in the animation industry, they're already fucked up from a kink, and they'll try to like, they project it into their work, and then like unknowingly, well, probably knowingly, that they fuck up like a bunch of kids, like give them the same kink as well.
It's not even just like animation, like it happens all throughout history, like all kinds of like art, phallic symbols and titties everywhere.
But animators
build, like architecture is heavily based off.
There's like a fertility goddess statue as well, and it's literally just like a fat woman. It's genius.
Dude. Animators are especially weird. Do you remember there was a Powerpuff Girls reboot or something like 3 years ago or 4 years ago? And one of the animators that worked on it apparently really wanted to fuck Blossom, like the Powerpuff Girl.
Yeah.
And so he wrote like
it's a weird choice.
He wrote a self insert of him into the show that was Blossom's like love interest in like all of the episodes.
It's like Chris Chandler.
It is, dude.
You remind me of you know Undertale.
Yeah, no, okay. Unfortunately, I know Undertale.
Do you know? I thought you were gonna say you're not gonna say. Okay, so Undertale when it was initially doing like funding, you could pay money for like you know how GoFundMe has like tiers and shit, right?
Yeah.
They had a tier where it was like, if you gave one of the highest amounts, you could have your own character added into the game.
Right.
And the character that got added was literally
it was
this.
It was the spider one, right?
No, that was another one. Oh, no, that's genius. Yeah, no, because that guy paid less, but Toby that made the game liked that character so much, he put them in as like a mandatory boss fight.
Right.
But then this other guy that paid more, and his character was literally just like a fat fetish dragon. Like, literally, like, I'm not joking, like a fat dragon. And it had like a fucking fedora on. It was so bad. And that guy paid.
Surely ironic.
No, not even. And that guy paid more money. And then, he paid more money. And then Toby basically said, like, in the nicest way possible, your character fucking sucks and it's obviously fetish bait. Like please just take, I want you to refund me, please. And then the guy's like, so insistent, no, you gotta keep me in the game. So he got added into the game as like an Easter egg boss. You've gotta like set your PC a certain time. Like he hid it so well into the game, it's genius, because it's just such a
dog
shit.
And of course you know how to access it.
Anyways.
Why is it always the dragons?
I don't know.
What is it about
dragons? I don't mind.
Is it the tail?
I've got nothing against the dragons.
Is it the fact that they have the capacity to eat? Like, eat you?
Mm.
Are you into war?
Probably not as much, nah. Not
so
really.
You wouldn't want like a really fat person to eat you?
Yeah, Vore's like a...
Just a fat man.
That's crazy. That's a fetish that you could definitely tell is created by fear.
I actually heard that one in 8 people have a Vore fetish.
There's so many...
43.
Yeah, 43. There's so many people that get fucked up on Vore. Like, they see like a snake eating something and then they just get fucked up for life on that as well.
Mm. They just see a snake eating an egg and they're like, imagine that was my cock.
They watch
swallow it whole.
They look at it and they just go, wow, I wish that was me.
I wish that were me.
Have you seen that DeviantArt comment, the guy?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's like...
What was the original image?
So the original image is like a woman... It's one of those like poorly rendered CGI shit as well. It's genius. It's this woman cradling and it looks like a baby, but it's actually a little man, like a scrawny little man wearing a diaper. And the comment is just... The profile picture is just this fat man with a neck beard and he just comments... Like, this is literally me. No. Wow, I wish that was me. And you know, because it was on DeviantArt as well, it wouldn't have even been like a bit or ironic. It was just completely genuine. Mm. Poor fucker.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
Have you ever written any comments watching porn?
Have I written? No.
You haven't done that? You haven't signed into your account?
I just incognito, like jerk off and then
close. I write hate comments. I call the porn actresses fat and ugly.
What the fuck, Swagger? You can't do that. It's rude.
Does it help with the nutting process if you're just abusive to people?
It's just your reaction to post that clarity. You fucking bitch. You fat piece of shit.
I like to imagine he'd give like the biggest dono to get the woman's attention, insult, and then charge back. He'd actually get off to charging back as well because it spites them more.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's some people that fetishize giving like people money.
The pay.
Have you seen that thing on Twitch where the girl bullied the dude for like only donating $1 or something? She's like, I only get 40 cents. Like, do more right now or I'm going to ban you. And the guy's sort of giving her more.
Like, I'm not meaning. I know, like, okay, disclaimer, we've already established this, right? I know I cannot kink shame anyone. I'm about to kink shame someone.
Oh, shit.
Like the whole pay pig thing is literally just... I will never understand it. Like
pay pig.
It's called a pay pig. Yeah. So basically, you'll get these women. I've seen it on TikTok as well. It's like a couple of trends, and they will literally just—they get a man, and he's basically like a humiliation kink, for example. That's kind of normal. Well, it's not normal, but it's kind of semi common. But what they do is they get off specifically about like getting a man, taking him to the cash point. And then just like, he will withdraw like thousands and then just give it. And then he will like kneel and grovel and the woman will just insult him for it not being enough. And then he'll go to the bank, write like a check. These guys will literally empty their bank account in like the space of like a couple hours just to get like a semi. It's just-
Wow.
Yeah.
The sex urge is so strong, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. Literally occupies like a third of the brain.
It probably just like hijacks them.
Yeah.
They're like, what the fuck?
The thing is as well, it's like you're literally like, the way I see it, because I don't understand it, is like you're paying literally thousands or tens of thousands to get a boner. It's like,
I wonder what the post-nut clarity is like for those people.
Weeping. Actual, just weeping.
What the fuck was that Jimmy Carr laugh? Did you hear that?
What's his laugh again?
I do tax evasion.
Does he?
He did like fat tax. He was on some scheme where he did like legal tax evasion through like offshore accounts or something. But yeah, it's just genius.
I love that you called it fat tax evasion.
I didn't say the word fat.
You did?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
You did?
No, I didn't. Did I? I probably did. Yeah,
this guy's got his arm around you, you know?
So true.
This is,
he's loving.
I feel like he's being
Are you
very...
touching my arm? It's been asleep for 40 minutes.
Have you lost all the blood flow? Yeah, I'll take your arm. Come in. We'll swap sides.
It's still okay.
I was just still...
All right.
Literally needs the arm to be cauterized afterwards.
She's gonna be purple. How do you feel about the death of the queen? How's that hit you?
She fell off.
She actually fell off.
I mean... The genius thing is, our new prime minister got sworn in by her, and then she died like 2 days later.
She's like, my job's done.
Oh, that's right.
Liz, isn't the new prime minister terrible?
Well,
what's
all
your name?
Liz Truss.
Yeah, it's the genius thing is,
like, every time that a new prime minister gets sworn in, they always like media and TikTok and shit. They always pull up old footage. They said it's like, you know, here's what you said 10 years ago. You stand by that now, and it's like they said something about Liz where it's like. She's saying like, you know, fuck the queen, abolish the monarchy. And there she's like shaking hands with the queen, like, hello, I didn't mean it. It's the equivalent of like subtweeting someone then you just see them at a
convention.
Dude,
she totally cooked some Walter White rice in a microwave and shook hands with a bitch.
Wait, what does that even mean?
It means she finished her off, even though she doesn't benefit from it at all.
She crushed up those beans.
I see.
Have you watched Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I'm actually rewatching it right now, which is why I was like, how come I don't get that?
It's so gross.
It is, and Better Call Saul.
Yeah, they literally bring up the ricin plot like 3 times. Yeah, but Better Call Saul's slower, but it's definitely got like a bigger payoff. I still think Breaking Bad's better overall.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the queen dying, she fell off.
What was like your family's reaction?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people seem really upset about it.
It's boomers, yeah. No,
which is like understandable in a way, I guess.
But. Like boomers had an actual tie to her. So like, for example, my mum was like actually unironically weeping. Like over it, even though she like never, you know, like none of us ever really cared about the queen and stuff. They're called like royalists in the UK. They're like shield the queen.
Right.
Like obviously it's so weird seeing her, you know, like fall off finally. But
you mean fall off is death to you?
Yeah.
The final falling off.
She fell off.
What do you think she's doing up there right now? She's watching over us?
Don't you mean down there?
I mean, actually, last time you were on the podcast, we were talking about like the royal family having a piss fetish a lot. I don't know if you remember that. I don't know why we were talking about that.
I don't know why I remember that as well.
But, I bet they all had fucked fetishes.
There's actually been like a double kill in the royal family since then.
Double kill?
Yeah, because Prince Philip died and now it's the queen as well. So yeah, they're being slowly wiped out.
Eradicated.
Yeah. I mean, most people, it's genius how most people kind of like celebrated even though they kind of didn't even know what was going on. It's just like someone, because most people are like, someone with more money than me died, yeah.
It's just an easy joke, I think. I mean, we joked about it.
That's an interesting thing, right? Because I've noticed that, I said this as a meme to like my mates, but it's actually like true. If, you know, the queen dying, everyone mocks it. Yeah. If someone like Jacksepticeye died, there would actually be like candle vigils outside and like stands weeping. But because like the queen and her family didn't try to like interface with the Zoomer generation.
Bro,
at all.
The queen had no content.
Dude, I know she was in Garfield, bro.
No meme. If she was doing like TikToks where she was doing like Harlem Shake, she would have actually got like a following. If she tried to like, you know, even some like
just trying to keep up with the trend.
Yeah.
Yeah, she would have been mega viral on TikTok. Mm. Are you kidding me?
Cooking with the Queen, just like Gordon Ramsay or something. But yeah, like because she didn't try to interface with Zoomers, like all the stands were just like free reign. Because obviously, like for example, if you mock someone, for example, like, I don't know, like Dream, you take like a shot at Dream, you will have stands in your replies, like God defending him, regardless. Like even if you make like a subtle joke, that's why so many YouTubers kind of like. You know, they'll make like a snide comment, but they won't actually like go for him on Twitter.
Mm.
But yeah, like the queen, it's like open season. Everyone mocks. She has more money. She's not relatable.
It's true. I mean, I guess she had a pretty good life. You know?
Yeah.
Speaking of other YouTubers, I have this game I want to play with you where I read
What's
out.
The game? What's the game? Let's see.
I have a list of YouTubers and just various celebrities as well.
Don't look.
And I just want to get like your, I'm going to read them out to you. And I just want to hear like your, like a short summary whatever comes to your mind.
Narrow it down to like a sentence.
Okay, so it can be like a sentence.
A sentence or like optimally one word. And then you can explain why you said your word.
It's whatever comes to mind. Okay. All right. Zoe Berger.
She fell off.
You remember Zoe Berger?
I was
looking through your channel and I was like...
I did a video.
I saw the videos on her and I was like, oh my God, I forgot about Zoe Berger.
I talked to her in private afterwards and of course she was actually really nice. But yeah. At the time it's just genius.
So nice bit fell off.
So she was the grandmother of the modern e-girl. She was the first person that would get a kill in Call of Duty and then twerk.
Really? Right? Like bending over, writing on the whiteboard
She modernized. It was 2017. She modernized it.
That's true. Yeah, Jesus.
Tobuscus.
Tobuscus? Oh, no, he fell off. Like,
you can't say fell off.
Oh, no, but I emphasized he fell off.
Yeah, I used to watch Tobuscus all the time. I used to love his Minecraft videos.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, he's doing, you know, he's doing, like, vlogs inside his car now or something. It's so, like, I get that people kind of can't do YouTube forever and they have other businesses, but it's almost miserable seeing someone that was so, like, highly regarded, just doing like schizo ramblings in their car.
It would be funny if like he were all like disheveled and like unhinged in his car, like going up to a drive-thru and then he gets like a nugget and a biscuit and then he's like his hands are shaking. He's like he's making it. He's guys, remember nugget and a biscuit, guys.
Didn't he recently re-upload Nugget and a Biscuit like within the past 2 years?
Did he?
Yeah, even though it's like an 8-year-old song, he re-uploaded it just to kind of like farm off.
Was it like a remaster?
Yeah, because you know how people bring up shit 8 years later, but like ironically, like Ray William Johnson.
Yeah, like your favorite Martian.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know that's coming back now.
Case in point.
Yeah. Intro of darkness and darkness and darkness. T Martin.
Dog apology.
Maddie B raps.
Maddie B brap.
That's it.
When I saw his name, I literally just saw Matty Braps.
What's a brap?
The fart noise, like brap.
Marina Joyce.
Marina, who the fuck is she again?
She's the
crazy-eyed woman.
Marina, she the dog fucker? No.
No. You totally made a video about
her. Where's
Marina Joyce?
She's the one that everyone thinks has like been kidnapped and is forced to make videos.
There was like a gun in her room and people thought she's been held hostage.
Yeah, yeah.
Most normal British woman. Yeah, okay, yeah, there you go.
Nice. Jordan Peterson.
He sounds like Kermit on auto-tune.
Yeah, best.
It's not the bloody goal. It's not the bloody goal.
I had a diet of exclusively steak. My mind is clear now.
That's exactly right.
Scarce.
Can't say fat anymore, huh?
Tree. He walks behind a tree. I still remember that picture of him. That video of him with like Marina Joyce. No, not Marina Joyce.
Slushy Vega.
Who's the one you said earlier? The other
Zoe
girl.
Zoe Berger.
They're all twerking in that, and he literally just looked like he was being ready to be picked up from school. He just looked so out of his element.
Yeah, dude. He had his flannel on, the jeans, the glasses, and then it was what the hell were they called? Lux? Like the Lux House?
I think so. Yeah.
Scare seems like a nice boy.
He's still kicking.
Yeah, he's still kicking.
I still see a couple of his videos and recommended. His baby, little baby.
Only use me blade.
Alcoholism.
Jesus, yeah, he's a bit of a sad one.
He's actual alcoholic, like, ironically.
Gabby Hanna.
I know the name, bro.
Yeah, she was.
She's the one that beefed with Rice Gum.
She was kind of part of David Dobrik's crew, and then she had like music career, and then now she's a little.
Most normal woman in LA, ironically.
Honestly, right? True.
Yeah, no, like I did a video on her on the second channel recently, and it's just like she actually had like a manic. Did you see?
No.
She posted like 50 TikToks a day. It was insane. It was just like these bizarre ramblings and shit. Like, it's so weird. And then she had a fan just walk into her house and she just kept filming and stuff. It's so weird.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I feel bad for YouTubers that have manic episodes publicly.
You know what the best thing is as well? Like, I read into that a little bit. This is the most, like, classic LA moment, right? So, fan comes in, invites himself, like lies or something, or, like, you know, takes advantage of her goodwill, or, like, more that she's having a manic episode.
Yeah.
And then when he leaves, she kind of realizes, shit, I've just invited a random, kicks him out. What does he do? What does the LA guy do? He runs and gets a publicist to, like, write a book about it or an article. It's just like,
what a worm.
Yeah, that's a good solution.
I wouldn't
love that guy if he was in my bed. I'd only love you if you were a worm.
I would give him ricin.
Shane Dawson.
Fell off, and then he got a personal trainer. Maybe fall back on, I'm not sure.
Dream lookalike. Quibble cop.
Dream lookalike. It's genius. We'll probably get to Dream, yeah, never mind. Have you got Dream on
Dream's
the list?
Dream's actually not on the list, but.
Oh, that's surprising. I like how he did the face reveal, just human troll face the entire time.
That was interesting.
Yeah, like people that
I get it though, it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, yeah, definitely for a face reveal. Like my face reveal, I look like a greased pig. I mean,
I hate my face reveal videos so much.
No.
It's the worst.
You genuinely look pretty much the same now. Like you look good.
Don't tell me that.
No. But you look good though, right? Like, you know, like jawline, facial hair, like actually clean, you know, like no fucking breakup.
I didn't
like,
have the facial hair in the face reveal though. That was my mistake.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was a fresh face, little baby face. That's right. Yeah. No, I remember doing it like when I did my face reveal, like it's genius. I look like a greased, like an actual glazed ham. I look terrible. But then in the next
glow up.
Not even that. The next video, I understood what lighting was and then, just fixed. Yeah. But Dream obviously got bullied a lot because that, like it's pretty obvious.
He's gonna get bullied no matter what.
The picture of that kid that got leaked, like the fat kid on the bench, it's obviously him, and obviously, you know, like respect that he lost all the weight and like managed to work out. People calling him ugly is just such a cope. But
impressive to see. Well, it was like a 5-year-old, 6-year-old picture of him.
He
did a lot of work. He put in the work.
It's genius how he was coping, saying it wasn't me. It's like it's obviously you, but at the same time, like I get it. I'd lie as well.
Everybody had known that, but yeah, I mean, he probably
He's baby.
He's having a crack. Anthony Fantano.
He likes. Okay, you know what? He's based. He likes Blade. He likes Echo 2K. Yeah. He likes all the shit artists that I like.
So you're a drainer.
I'm drained.
Drain my life. Do you like Black Midi?
Oh, why do I know that? But I don't actually know.
They're a British band, that's why I'm asking.
Oh, is it similar music or?
No, it's like super proggy.
I've definitely heard of them before,
You might like it.
Do you listen to like Dre and shit much or?
Ace doesn't do Bleedy quite a bit, and a lot of Young Lean.
It's so, like, I talk to Dolan about this a lot. It's genius. He'll just always say, Bleedy be like, I make a song and then I just sing it all off key and then release it. it's half true. It's kind of true.
He has some bangers though.
Yeah, definitely.
No Fuckers.
Russian Baby.
Yeah.
He's actually juicing right now, you know.
Yeah,
props
dude,
to him.
He just, he dives with drafties in Georgia or something.
He moved to Georgia. Like
Georgia, the country.
People keep forgetting that's an actual country. But he's just covering all the Russian stuff now, and obviously getting the perspective of someone that's actually Russian.
Yeah.
It's cool. Because obviously, if you criticize Russia while in Russia, it's like off to the gulag.
Well, no, it's off to the front line.
Yeah, gulag or front line, he'll be killed regardless. So, yeah.
I'm happy for him, man.
Definitely. Yeah,
he's doing well.
Quibble Cop.
Let's do this, cops. I love the Dutch accent, man. It's so good. I remember Sonny V2 released a video about him falling off. I met him in person once when he was dating that As You Go. Like, yeah, he's pretty nice, but I feel that most YouTubers you're gonna meet in person, they're kind of like actually just not a complete psychopath. They're completely
With the persona off, they're all pretty.
Yeah, he's one of those YouTubers that just spread out and did everything, right? So he did YouTube and now he's like got a video game studio and shit. It's insane.
Yeah, he's done pretty well here.
He's like Dutch Jesus with his little curly hair, curly long hair.
The last one on the list is Morgs.
Morgs. Oh, no, I respect him. He's baby. He's also baby. Yeah.
Have you met him?
Nah, never. But like he had like a glow up. He actually got like, because he was pretty fat originally, but then he lost weight. He toned up. And then, did you see the video he dropped talking about like his, like him moving away from his persona?
No, I haven't actually checked it in a little while.
Okay, so you know he did like the cringe shit, like the pause challenge.
Yeah, he did. All the.
He's collabing with his parents a lot, right?
Like, yeah. With
he's doing like board games, IRL.
Yeah, it's like today, guys, I'm gonna do the pause challenge.
Yeah,
he talked like he got bronchitis. I don't know why, but so he did a video because you got to realize he was falling off a little bit. So he took a break and then he came back with a video, basically talking about how he's moving away from the persona and stuff and like where he's been and like how he doesn't want to do that kind of stuff. And like, it actually did like pretty much kill his channel by doing that, by moving away from that content, which is like most YouTubers' biggest fear. But it's almost like he kind of found like solace in it. Like, you know, he's like free from the shackles.
At least,
and he's got a big fuck off house. He's got money. So yeah, like power to him. I respect it.
Good on him.
Yeah. As opposed to like being like 25 and still doing like the pause challenge part 5000 and just being a soulless husk. So yeah. It's almost like being able to end, you know, walk out on your own terms type beat.
Yeah.
As opposed to just rotting, making.
I like that.
Yeah.
And what do you think about Misfits?
I like them.
Yeah.
You like the podcast?
Yeah, you like
the podcast?
They're nice guys. they put me in this suite for free. They gave me a free bed, free pajamas. I like them. I like Gamer Subs, 10% off.
Well, speaking of podcasts, how's your podcast doing?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
we just put out a podcast called TBH.
To be honest, we're doing well on that. That's me, Dolan, Nerd City, and Colossal.
It's a good show. It's a good thing.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah. I'm happy with it. It's kind of nice to be able to do a podcast. Definitely not money wise.
Yeah, but it's just like fun to chat with the boys.
I like how you didn't get the joke there at all. Like, they are literal money printers. Like, come on. Yeah, you literally get like, bro, once I found out how much like the H3 podcast makes, oh my lord.
Yeah. I didn't even realize you guys were doing ads and shit.
No, we are now. We literally just got set up with like an agency and that, but it's actual like holy money printer. It's insane. But yeah, obviously like being able to like talk and shit. But yeah, like it sucks because of time zones, because you guys like, you know, doing your episodes, you're usually all doing it in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so you don't really need to worry too much about talking over each other. But then like with us, you've got a guy from the UK, a guy from America, a guy in Mexico, a guy in Australia. So it is literally like
in Mexico.
Colossal. He's Mexican. He's got like family down there.
What?
And shit. Yeah,
what?
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. Just spread out fucking everywhere. It's genius. But
that dude is enigmatic.
Yeah. Mm. No, he is. It's every time we call him, you can always just hear like the housekeeping ladies hired in the background. I say to him like
the housekeeping lady.
Yeah. I just say to him, why don't you clean up your own house? Like, I'm not fucking doing that. I've got too much money to make.
Wow. All right. It's actually a good impression. I always thought like he was in bed with me. I got startled.
See, something he would say.
Mm. He's old. He's very old. His bones are old.
Was that another J Station porn coming out?
I think they're still working on it at the minute, yeah. Do you know how many times, like, J Station's, like, threatened them and shit with legal action?
Probably a lot.
It's genius. So what he did was, I think, he started to threaten them with legal action, saying he's going to sue you. And then when he realized the lawsuits would never actually go through, he's like, okay, fuck it, I'm just going to try and dox you now. Like, posting doxes and stuff. Thankfully, none of them were correct, but yeah, it's just... It's great. Like, the legal route doesn't work, I'm just going to try and ruin your life now.
Damn.
Yeah. Average, not least psychotic YouTuber.
Well, we've all faked the death of our girlfriend before.
Obviously. So true. Like, you so gotta true. Do something.
It's like almost like a YouTuber rite of passage.
Yeah.
Car driving off a bridge. PewDiePie yeah. bridge.
And what about your own channels and stuff? You're doing well, man.
You know, yeah,
it's cool nah. to see your content right now, I think, like, is in its best form.
No, I appreciate it. Like, obviously, we've got the main channel with, like, the game reviews and stuff.
Yeah, you got the live one, too.
Yeah, because it's cathartic for me to, like, make content like that. Like I really do enjoy it. And then yeah, as well,
you know,
yeah, and what I've started to do is, like, sell out a little bit and, like, upload daily on, like, my other channel, like, my Pyro Live, because I live stream and shit now. That's great, by the way. Like, I can see why you do it as well, like, live streaming. Like, it's so, like...
I haven't been doing it a lot recently, but...
Oh, no, I remember lurking you, like, playing Days Gone and stuff, though.
Oh, yeah, that was a while back.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, 6 months ago, at least. But, yeah, no, I can see, like, chat interaction and stuff is genius, and also just complete money printer. Like, I can see why people like Critical fucking do that, man, because it's literally, you react to something, you get donations... You get subs, and then you turn it into a video and somehow make even more money. It's just, yeah. And then I'm going to use the money made from that and, like, use it into the bigger long-form projects because I want to get, like, a...
fatter project.
Yeah, fatter. Yeah, funny. I like that one. Like, he said fatter. It's funny, yeah. The sex part of my brain went...
Nice, man. Yeah. Well, I'm fucking stoked to see you thriving.
Appreciate it, man. You too.
And you should have a business seminar about money printing and... all the things you can do on YouTube to print money. You seem to like talking about money printers. So.
Yeah, like,
I'll call the seminar.
Have you ever considered just printing money?
You know how Jake Paul made that business channel where he like talked about business? You
should do what?
That. You guys haven't heard about that?
No. Yeah, yeah. So many YouTubers end up doing like, that they'll sell out and do, like, I mean, Andrew Tate did that as well. It's like, they'll have like a business package where it's like, they'll teach you how to be a YouTuber. But it always ends up being the same shit. It's like, upload 2 to 3 times a week, be consistent, be yourself, like fuck off. It's so dumb.
Some of them sell that shit to them, like a masterclass.
It's like, it's so much harder to get into YouTube than, you know, I reckon it's harder for people to get into YouTube now as opposed to when we got in.
Yeah.
Like when we got in, it was still definitely, like I'm convinced, like you know, to be relevant, you do need some kind of like consistency and discipline, but to actually get in, I feel a lot of, not all of it, but a lot of it is down to like RNG.
Mm.
Like it is, you know, I feel that's why like so many YouTubers have like a fucking imposter syndrome and shit. Because they just feel like it's like, okay, I got in, but I feel like I kind of did it because I'm lucky. Like what if someone else got in instead?
I think every generation of YouTubers has the same thing. Like I remember thinking when I was starting, like there's no way this will work. It's too late. Like I've already missed the, like it's going to be so hard.
Yeah.
You know? I think it happens every time. It's just like if you have the thing that people want at the time, you're good.
Every
otherwise,
YouTuber.
It's going to be hard.
Every YouTuber I've talked to seems to have like a little bit of imposter syndrome.
No doubt, dude.
It's almost like they think they can be replaced and shit.
That's with any high-ranking position, anywhere.
Yeah, unless you're like an actual psycho and you just like believe your own lies and shit. You know the kind of people that like the sound of their own voice?
Or if you've got like a 10-year degree, you're like, yeah, I fucking earned this shit, definitely, for sure. Like, I feel like if you have that, you're not like, I don't deserve this.
You know, I mean, when
YouTubers is like, I made video in bedroom, now I'm a millionaire.
It's like how you've got people like the Sidemen, you know, like KSI and that. Like, I remember seeing all their like degrees that they've got like grades and they've all basically like flunked most stuff. But then you've got Vic Star in their group and Vic Star actually got like A stars and everything.
He's a bright boy.
Yeah. He deserved his place. He's more intelligent than me.
Well, deserved it. Maybe you watching this could be the next Pyro Cynical. Maybe you can have a strange.
I was going to say, you wouldn't want that, believe me. You would not want to be.
If you want to join the Misfits, you need to have straight A's.
You would not want to be
Pyro Cynical. So do well in school. We're going to check the report card of everyone we hire.
It's true. Stay in school, guys.
Genius.
I think we're at the end of this podcast. I think we need to go to sleep, man. Yeah. I'm fucking exhausted.
I got to sleep. I got to go to bed.
Can I be Big Spoon?
Big Spoon,
Middle Spoon, Little Spoon?
Big Spoon.
I love being Little Spoon. Let's do it.
I'll be... Oh, give me Big Spoon, give me Little Spoon.
Good night, guys.
Good night. Good night, boys.
How do you turn off this fucking light?
You jack off with some weird shit, man.
Cry about it.